Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
On a morning show from WRCO, we're here to talk about the birth center at the Richland Hospital and an upcoming service of remembrance and the tree of remembrance. We're back to do that again this year. In the studio today, we have professionals from Richland Hospital. Deb Cooperrider is here. Lacey Hodge is here, unit manager. And Elizabeth Mott is here as well to talk about all the great things going on at the Richland Hospital and in the birth center. And Deb, we'll start with you. I thought you were retired last year, but not quite.
I'm semi-retired.
Semi-retired now.
Yeah, okay. I couldn't give this part up.
Uh-huh.
This is kind of near and dear to my heart. So, we're busy. We're really busy at the hospital. I've gone in for a couple shifts and helped do some deliveries too when they're in need.
Mm-hmm. Hard to give that up, isn't it?
It is.
Must be rewarding work for you.
It is. It really is. My kids keep saying, I thought you retired. We threw you a party. Yeah, kind of. We're not throwing you another one, they said.
Well, you were here a year ago and talking about the Servants of Remembrance. And that's coming up again here in the near future, isn't
it? That is. It's December 2nd. This year we changed the time. It was always at 6 o'clock. We're going to have it at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock in the afternoon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. And anybody that has lost a child or baby or miscarriage from 70 years back till the present, they can come. And it's kind of it gives them a lot of people closure. And you're more than welcome. It doesn't last very long. Our guest speaker this year is Deanna Caspers. She agreed to do that. We've had Ron in the past, and we thought we'd give him a little break. And we're looking forward to it. So anybody, it's very informal. You know, it lasts maybe half an hour, and we just welcome anybody who wants to come, whether it's a child, a grandchild, a niece, a nephew, anybody who's lost somebody, they can come and just have the service with us.
You've had people in the past come back, as you mentioned, that maybe lost a child years ago.
Yes.
And maybe have not dealt with it or just kind of put it in the background.
Very much so. And so, because years ago it wasn't talked about. People just didn't talk about, especially miscarriages. A lot of people you didn't even know had a miscarriage because it was just kind of a taboo thing. It was like you just put it in the past, life goes on. But we found that people need to talk about that. They need to grieve, you know, so that's why we have it.
Last year you had kind of more of a personal experience too, didn't you? Didn't you have a service for some family members in last year?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we did. So it is. It's real near and dear to my heart, you know. So I have three little grandchildren in heaven. And I have 12 grandchildren all together, 9 on earth, 3 in heaven. So it is. It's a very moving thing, and I think people appreciate it. And we really thank Josh for doing that for us. He opens up his building for us and does a good job. So,
very important. And you have special music then with it,
yes,
as well?
Yes, we do. Uh-huh. We do. And last year, I believe, he tries to get, he's got a video guy that comes in. So I think it was even online last year where they posted it online afterwards. So if you do miss it, something comes up or something, you can still see it there. And there's usually a good message and just people bonding together, sharing. You don't have to share. People don't have to share if they don't want to, but if they want to, they can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that might scare some people away from mm-hmm. coming if they think they have to.
Yep, so they don't have to.
Yeah.
They can just sit and take it all in. So, yeah, we had a couple last year that they said it really gave them closure. And, you know, the tears rolled, but they needed that because they had, you know, they had lost twins and they never got to grieve. It was earlier in the year. And so, yeah, it means a lot to people.
Yeah, you mentioned in the past that's how people dealt with it, especially, you know, farm wives. Life goes on. You go back to back to doing chores, basically, and put it in the past. And so it's nice to kind of finally deal with it, I think.
Yeah, and at the birth center, we have people who have had babies, and they've maybe had a miscarriage in the past, and we can see that in their records. And so when that baby's born after a miscarriage, we call them rainbow babies.
Oh.
And so we do rainbow prints on our little commemorative birth certificate we give them, plus the rainbow baby's prints are on there of their baby they had, and then we have them in color too. So it's kind of nice that we acknowledge, yes, this wasn't, you know, your only child, or you've lost one in the past, and they really seem to like that.
Well, it's really cool that you celebrate that.
Yeah.
I had no idea that's what you called it then,
rainbow babies. Yep.
Uh-huh. Great. I think it may be in the background. We're hearing Joseph as well. Joseph Mott is in the studio. 3 months old. So we say good morning to Elizabeth over there. Hi, Elizabeth.
Yeah. Hey, how are you doing?
Not bad. You're a registered nurse in the birth center. And how long have you been there?
In the birth center, it'll be 4 years this November. I've learned a lot. I love working in the birth center. I love all the people that I work with, and it's just overall a very happy environment to work with. But of course, we do have these bereavement cases, and it's super nice to have trained nurses and staff who are knowledgeable about these cases and can support our patients and also support our staff who, you know, maybe had trouble dealing with a bereavement case. But yeah, overall, I'm really happy.
Is it rewarding work for you?
Yes, definitely very rewarding. So many great memories, so many great deliveries. it's wonderful. I couldn't imagine being in any other department. It's always been a dream of mine to be a labor and delivery nurse. And then, you know, we get to deal with full circle from patients who come in triage to babies who come in for maybe a hearing screen postpartum. So we kind of get to see them full circle. It's pretty amazing.
So when you were carrying Joseph, you kind of knew what you were going through. I mean, you kind of knew what to expect then, I guess, right?
Yeah, that was kind of a blessing and a curse, honestly. The beauty of pregnancy is just amazing, but also having that nursing background and knowledge in labor and delivery was a little bit scary at the same time. But yeah, also just a very beautiful experience, and we just couldn't wait to meet him, and I couldn't wait to meet him. You know, we love listening to his heartbeat occasionally on our shifts, and all of us girls in the birth center were just so excited to meet him, and now he's finally here, and we can't believe it.
Wow, so much hair.
I know, right?
I don't know if I've seen that much hair on someone that young.
Yeah, so. Like a wig.
Yeah, it looks like a wig. So did you have heartburn then?
Well, you're pregnant? I sure did.
You did?
Yes, yes.
So that's not an old wife. Tale, then.
I mean, they say it is, but I think it's true.
I think one of our nurses is that retired before. She looked it up, and it's like 75% to 80% of the moms who have heartburn have a lot of hair on their kids. It's not a wives' tale; it's a fact.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And it looks like he's doing really well.
He
then,
is.
So.
Yep.
Are you back to work then?
Yep. My first shift is tonight, so I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome. Good.
Yeah.
So, how do the shifts work then at the Richland Hospital? Do you work some weekends and have some off, or how does that go?
Yeah. So I recently just decreased my hours to a part-time position. So I work 2 shifts, 12 hours each week, and then every third weekend, I'm on night shift, so I'm a night shift nurse. And then, yeah, so we work 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., and then our oncoming staff members come on, and we do a little handoff shift report at the bedside with our patients, and, yeah, it's pretty great.
I mean, you can anticipate, but you don't always know when you're going to be busy, do you?
For sure, yeah. And that was something very nerve-wracking, being new to labor and delivery. It's kind of like an ER almost. You kind of get some surprise patients. They don't always call and let you know that they're coming in. And, you know, sometimes they present and they have a baby within a half an hour and things move pretty quickly. But it's quite an adrenaline rush, and it's super exciting, and it's just very, very amazing to see such an awesome experience. So
yeah, it seems like you probably hurry up and wait, you know. It's like,
exactly.
Okay, ready, and then boy, when it gets going, then everybody knows what they have to do. They know their roles,
right?
They?
Yep. Yeah. It's awesome.
Exciting times. Well, let's bring our other guest into the studio with us here as well, Lacey Hodge. We'll let Elizabeth take Joseph there. He may want to get out of his...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can take him out if you want.
Okay. Sure.
He can take over the show if he wants to. We haven't had this much cuteness in here for a long time. So anyway, Lacey, you are the unit manager, and tell us a little bit about yourself since it's your first visit to the studios here.
Yes. So I actually am brand new to the Birth Center for director role. However, I have been kind of working in the Birth Center as a RN as well, doing half and half in the ER and Birth Center. So this role became available, and I thought, what a great opportunity to be more involved in the Birth Center. And we have a great group of nurses to work with. I feel like our Birth Center is very welcoming to our patients and make it more like a home-like delivery for them. And it's just a great unit to be in charge of. So...
You have a great staff, it sounds like.
Yes, wonderful, supportive staff. Like I said, anything that they do, they put their whole heart and soul into and just do a wonderful job taking care of these moms and babies.
So maybe you can describe some of the things that you do. I know you mentioned midwife. How does that work? Can you explain that?
Yeah, so we currently have one midwife, Lacey Banker, and she works kind of under the care of Dr. Wright right now, and she's able to deliver right in our birthing center with moms who maybe want a little bit more hands-off labor, so less interventions and things like that. Lacey was a RN who worked in our birth center and got her certified nurse midwife degree, and it's wonderful to be able to keep her in on staff and just in this wonderful role to help our moms. So
yeah, it's interesting how things have changed through the years as well. So I remember our first child, it was kind of maybe a little bit less personal. You know, everything was really, I always describe it as it kind of looked like a milk house, you know, it was like tile floors and, you know, and
yeah,
then the next
baby factory.
Right. Baby. Yeah. And then the next time it was more like the suites that we know now.
Yes,
so. Absolutely.
Definitely more home-like environment and making it more comfortable for our moms. We light different kind of candles and just kind of make it a comfortable, inviting environment for our moms to feel comfortable and our dads to feel comfortable welcoming their new little ones. So
sometimes you have to worry more about the dads, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. They need the support just as much as the moms.
You don't want them to keel over or anything.
That's
you
right.
Know,
so.
We always tell them that if they do pass out during a delivery, we will eventually get to them, but it's all about mom and babe.
Yeah,
we'll
right.
Step over them first.
That's awesome. I remember my parents, you know, like back when we were born, the dads weren't allowed, and the moms were in the hospital for a considerable length of time.
Like a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would have to stay in bed a week. Now, we have moms go home less than 24 hours. We recommend they stay 24 hours, but... Mm-hmm. But they're not there very long, you know, so they want to get home, and we tell them we can't go home with them.
But insurance dictates a little bit of that, doesn't it?
Yes.
How long they stay?
Yes, absolutely. And it kind of depends on vaginal or C-section birth and that kind of thing. But yeah, our providers are really good at making sure our moms feel comfortable and are, you know, ready to take care of their little ones before they are discharged back home. So
are there still home births? Do people do that from time to time?
There are. Around here, you don't hear of it too much as maybe Lafarge area. Hill Point, you know, kind of more of the Amish community does a lot more home birthing. And we, you know, have a provider, Dr. Lawler, who actually is very familiar with more of our certified nurse midwives that do a little bit more home birthing. And we are seeing more of those moms come in if, you know, the home births don't go quite as planned and that kind of thing. So we have a really good relationship with those certified nurse midwives who do deliver at home and need a little bit more assistance. So
So you're tipped off that someone is giving birth, and then, you know, if things don't go well, they can come in.
Correct.
Yeah. You have personal experience, too. You gave birth to twins, I understand.
Yes. So my boys will be coming on 3 years old this February, and I was able to keep them in term. So I was able to deliver here at the Richland Hospital. It was a wonderful experience with all these wonderful nurses. And, of course, I ended up with a C-section with them, so had a lot of the different providers involved, and couldn't say any bad thing about it. Everything went wonderful, and they were just all very supportive through labor, through the surgery, and the aftercare was just amazing. So,
have you had twins in the family before, in your family tree?
No, first twins in the family, so
wow, that's exciting. And did you kind of sense something before you heard two heartbeats, or?
I was very sick in the beginning, so
really?
Kind of had a little bit of a heads up, like, oh, maybe there's a couple in there. So yeah, went to our first appointment, and my provider ended up saying, oh yeah, actually, I know why you're so sick. There's two in there. So yeah, it was quite the surprise for my husband and I, but wonderful miracle. So
no doubt. And ultrasounds are so much better than they used to be.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You can see clearly now, can't you?
Oh, 3D, yeah, you can see everything.
which is important,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, lots of this is a good topic to talk about. Real rewarding work for you, Deb.
It is. It's very, very rewarding. And we have, like, everybody, like Lacey was saying, has in our department, has a little bit of a specialty. Like, I do the RTS stuff, and Lizzie does the RTS stuff. We have a couple people who are certified for breastfeeding. We're all trained in breastfeeding. We're all trained in doula, which we can help that mom be comfortable during her labor. We have, but we have a couple people that actually just deal with breastfeeding. What are they called?
Certified lactation consultants.
And so if somebody's having problems breastfeeding, they've got tips and tricks and that we might not quite pick up on, but they can, and they come in, and anybody can get a consult after they go home. They come in and say, hey, can I get a consult here? Yeah, sure, come on in. And that person's working today, and there's two of them. There might be three of them, I'm not sure. And Lacey is also a consultant. And so that really helps in that aspect, because some people don't breastfeed, and that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we have, like, it's called spinning babies. So it's a little, we call it the circuit that we put moms through, like when they first come in and they may be in early labor and they can't quite, they're just not making any progress. And it's like a 90-minute little exercise thing that we put them through, different positions, and then it gets the baby down and it gets the baby in the right position. And gee, it's like 75% of the time it'll kick them into labor, and we have a pretty smooth labor then, and we don't have any complications. And it gives them something to do while they're laboring, when it's this early labor, because they're like, when is this going to end? Yeah, it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. Don't want to scare you, but and so they can cope with it more, I believe. It gives them something to do. It gives the dad something to do. He can help them with, like, some of these positions. And so yeah, we've brought that to the hospital in the last 2 years, I believe, the spinning babies. Mm-hmm. And then we have the balls. We have a peanut ball. We have it's a big exercise ball, like a yoga ball, that we can get them on. We have heat and cold that we can put on them for pain relief. There's so many options besides the epidural or pain meds. They can do it naturally. We have nitrous oxide that they can use that helps, gives them something to do, and they either love it or they don't. You know,
the mom's like our whirlpool tub.
I was going to say, does a bath comes in sometimes too?
Whirlpool tubs, you know.
Mm-hmm. And so, lights and massage.
So it's, there's just so many different things that are involved in a birth that people don't realize, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just you go in there and you're in pain. No, we're going to try to make you as comfortable as we can.
Mm-hmm. Sure. At that point, the moms are probably like, let's get this over, whatever.
Yep. We'll
whatever
try
it takes.
Anything.
Yeah. And I had no idea exercise could push it along a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it does, in different positions that we put them in. You know, there's a sideline, there's a sideline release, there's all fours, there's rocking, there's lunges, different things that, and a lot of our moms are they're willing to try anything. You know, it's like, okay. And some of them, they actually will try it, like, if they've had, like, early labor at home and the doc sends them home and it's like, you can do these things at home, too. And so they do, you know, and so it helps. I think it really helps with the coping of birth.
Mm-hmm. Panda Club, did we want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so we actually just received a donation from the Richland Foundation of a panda warmer. Our panda warmers are a piece of equipment that we use in case a intubation is needed upon birth or more of a neonatal resuscitation. If baby's having a harder time transitioning from inside the womb to outside, we are able to assist baby better with breathing, able to keep them warm, monitor their temperatures, gives a nice space for the doctors to be able to work with the infant a little easier. And this is a piece of equipment that is very expensive. We currently have a few already, but this extra additional one from the foundation was just the best gift we could have ever received. It is definitely a life-saving piece of equipment. So we are very thankful, all of us nurses.
Can you describe what it looks like? Or
yeah, so it is just kind of like a platform on wheels with a baby infant bed.
Oh.
And then above it is just kind of a heating source. And we can increase the heat, decrease the heat. It has a suction equipment on there. So if we need to suction secretions, we can do that. And it has all of our equipment that we would need for a resuscitation of an infant. So it's all just very handy right at the bedside for every birth, every delivery. We have it there in case it's needed. So
you can weigh them.
Yeah, we get
weigh them there too.
Weight on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We'll talk more about the Joan Woodman Orton McCollum Birth Center at the Richland Hospital in a moment. Lacey Hodge, Deb Cooprider, and Elizabeth Mott are in the studios, and we'll be right back.
Wiffles Hybrids.
On the morning show from WRCO Radio, we are back to talk about all the good things going on at the Richland Hospital and the Birth Center. It's just a happening place, that's for sure. And we're talking about the service of remembrance, which is coming up. And we want to talk a little bit more about the Tree of Remembrance, Deb. This is something that you guys started a few years ago, and it's gone pretty well, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. We did. We started making, we have a Tree of Remembrance, and it's at the Rotary Lights. And we make bulbs for anybody who wants a bulb. They're hand-painted, and they can have them afterwards. If they want, after the Rotary Lights are come down, they can pick them up at the hospital. But anybody, if you've lost a child or a loved little one or a miscarriage, whatever, you just call the Richland Hospital and ask for the birth center, and we've got a list, and they will put your name down, and we'll get a bulb made. And we usually start putting them on when we can decorate the tree, and we can put them on right up until, I think last year I was still putting bulbs on Christmas Eve. They kind of trickle in, but we just paint them, run them up there. And yeah, it's just a nice way of remembering our little ones.
It's nice that you don't have a deadline. Again, that
no deadline.
If they forgot or whatever, or something comes to mind, or somebody comes to mind, they can still get it in then.
Yeah, they can. And it doesn't have to be a child. It can be a grandchild. It can be, you know, and you can put anything you want. Usually, a lot of times we'll put the baby's name if it was named. If it wasn't, we just put baby or twins or whatever, whatever you want on there. And the year, if you want the year on there that you lost them, we put that on there too. And it's just a nice remembrance. And then you can have it for your own tree after the season for like the next year. And if you had it in the past, you can still have another one this year. It's, you know, if we did one for you a couple years ago and you're like, oh, maybe I do want another bulb or whatever, just let us know. We will put it on. It can be several years in a row that you've had bulbs put on there. So,
is the tree pretty much in the same spot every year at the park then?
Yeah, usually they let us know. I don't know if they've let you know yet where our tree's at, but it's usually, I think it says baby's gone too soon maybe on it, on the tree. Or on the little plaque by it, but it's usually right around the hospital. All the hospital trees are pretty much in the same area. So, yeah, it's, and you can drive through, you can walk through. And it's always in purple. Purple lights. Look for the purple lights. So
Purple tree,
yep.
And it doesn't cost anything.
Doesn't cost a thing. So just call us and let us know, and we'll get your bulbs painted and put up there, and we're glad to do it.
You show your artistic skills then, right, Lacey? You guys are paint those bulbs up pretty well?
Yes. So these nurses have worked really hard on those bulbs all the month of November, December, like Deb said, kind of right up into the Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. And definitely, you know, give us a call so that way we can see what you're wanting placed on these bulbs so that we can get these on the tree for you. And then they're yours to keep afterwards and put on your Christmas tree at home for the following year. And, you know, we do this every year, so definitely can do it yearly. And if you've lost a loved one, you know, years ago and you haven't done it in the past, you know, maybe this year you want to do that. So
you paint them up when the birth center isn't full then, right?
That's right. Downtime.
A little more time on your hands, absolutely. Elizabeth, anything you'd like to add this morning? What makes working at the hospital so rewarding?
Honestly, it's, you know, the staff, our birth center staff and our patients. It's just a really great place to be and a great place to have babies. I think that's probably my favorite part about working in the birth center. I think this Tree of Remembrance that we do in the park for is super special, especially around the holidays when it can be a little bit more difficult to grieve the loss of these sweet little angel babies. So just having something tangible to kind of honor them and remember them. Us birth center staff, we definitely enjoy decorating them for our patients who have lost a little angel baby. So, yeah.
Does Joseph get to go to work with you from time to time?
I'd like him to. I don't know how well he'd like that.
No, probably. He's doing well on the morning show today, isn't he?
Sure is. Yeah.
Good deal. But again, that date is coming up, and then the Servants of Remembrance, Deb. What's the date for that again?
December 2nd at 5:00 at the Clary Memorial.
Okay. And then from there, if people have questions, they can contact the birth center.
Yep. Contact the birth center. And we have a lot of moms that call after they've gone home and ask questions, too, in the birth center, and we're glad to answer those questions, you know. And we tell them 24/7 they can call the birth center because there's always somebody there. So if they're up at 3 o'clock in the morning because their baby's fussy and they don't know what to do, give us a call.
It's kind of a one-stop shop, isn't it, Lacey, in terms of all the things that you guys do?
Yes, we do. Everything from, you know, antepartum before birth, during birth, and then postpartum. We're there for these moms through everything. So if, you know, like Deb said, these moms are up with their baby at 1 in the morning and they have a question and something's not going quite right or that kind of thing, our nurses are always there 24/7 to answer any of those questions that our moms might have. So,
and even car seat safety, right?
Yes. So we have Richland County help us with the car seat safety. We do have some programs for, you know, our parents who may be not able to get their own car seats. We kind of assist them in that. And, you know, there's lots of education that we give to our moms and, you know, help them be able to make sure that they're picking the right car seat, that it is not recalled and different things like that. So these babies go home in a safe ride. So
I can speak from experience as a poor old grandpa. The biggest challenge was trying to figure out how to get it in the car.
Yes.
The first time. Now I'm kind of an expert.
Yes.
We've had people come to the hospital and say, I got a car seat, but it's in the car. I can't figure it out. And we're like, we'll walk out with you. And the car seat they're talking about is still in the box. It's like, yeah, it's in the car.
You got to take it out of the box first.
So, yeah.
Some of them are really nice, like the bases where you can just sit the yes. whole carrier right in there. That's pretty nice,
yes.
isn't it?
They all seem to be very different, too, in how you set them up. So
sure. They are, absolutely. But safety is the number one thing, that's for sure. And I know what else I was going to ask. Do you still provide classes, like Lamaze classes and things like that, coming up before the birth of a baby?
We do, but it's all online.
It is.
It is. So if you want to take one of those, it's all free. If you want to take one of those classes, just call the birth center. All we need is an email address, I believe, and they get you signed up, and then they'll send you the link, and you can do it at your own leisure time at home.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time at 6:30 is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and also by BL Signs for all of your sign needs. Today's forecast calls for a high of 50 with some breaks of sun. It will be a bit windy, between 15 and 25 mile-an-hour winds expected. For tonight, clear and cold and a low of 27. We're at our overnight low so far. It is 46 degrees.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
I'm Phil Mee for WRCO News. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will host a ribbon cutting for the new Wisconsin 130 bridges over the Wisconsin River in Lone Rock. It will be held today at 1:30 at Brace Memorial Park. Federal, state, and local officials will give brief remarks on the efforts behind this $40 million multi-year project. Speakers will include Christina Boardman, Wisconsin DOT Secretary, Glenn Fulkerson from the Federal Highway Administration, Dan Quinn from the Village of Lone Rock, Mark Kupp, Executive Director of the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway, and also Brent Freeman from Kramer North America, and others. Following the ribbon cutting, Lone Rock Fire EMS will conduct a drive-through on the new bridges. Parking will be available at the park today. And again, the ceremony begins at 1:30. Today is Veterans Day. There will be a number of programs held to honor our veterans. The Richland School District will host two Veterans Day programs. The first will be at 9 at the primary school. The second will be at 10 at Richland Center High School. We'll have a recording of that program, and we'll feature it this afternoon on WRCO beginning at 1 o'clock. The Weston School District will hold a Veterans Day program at 9. The Riverdale School District, along with Post 85, will host a Veterans Day program at 11 in the junior-senior high school gym. And the Ithaca Public Schools will host a Veterans Day program at 1:30 in the Ithaca High School gym. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears an abortion case today. Abortion access in Wisconsin was blocked for more than a year following the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe versus Wade. Last September, in a case brought by Wisconsin's Democratic Attorney General Josh Call, challenging the state's 1849 law, which had been interpreted as a ban, a Dane County judge ruled the law did not broadly apply to abortion. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky, a Republican, asked the state Supreme Court in February to overturn the ruling. On Monday, the justices will hear arguments that will determine whether or not that ruling will stand. Black students at UW-Madison are among many nationwide to receive racist text messages. The texts can vary from some using the N-word, but all making references to other derogatory comments. The senders also address the recipients by name. UW-Madison police say state and federal agencies, including the FBI and the FCC, are investigating, and that any students receiving such a text message can fill out a harassment, discrimination, and bias report. It's not just black adult students and adults getting such texts. Children are targeted as well, including a 12-year-old girl in Milwaukee, prompting her family to wonder how the senders got her name and information. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has also condemned the racist rhetoric. Attorney General Josh Call says anyone who received a racist text should contact law enforcement. A number of referendums were passed last week here in the state of Wisconsin.
A report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows $3.4 billion in school tax increases were approved by voters last Tuesday. The largest among them were a pair of measures in Madison that increased spending by $600 million over the next 21 years. That will go towards operating expenses as well as renovations at elementary and middle schools. Other major increases were approved in Kaukauna, Green Bay, and Janesville. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Congratulations to the Riverdale One Act Play Group. They will advance to state. Saturday saw the cast and crew of Riverdale's One Act Play, When Bad Things Happen to Good Actors, advance to state competition, which will be held in a couple of weeks at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee campus. Congratulations to the Riverdale One Act Play. An unusual shopper at a grocery store in Madison. Madison police say a 10-point buck entered the Hy-Vee store on the east side through open pharmacy doors last Wednesday morning. The buck ran through the store until staff corralled him in the cooler area. Officers and animal control employees were able to barricade parts of the storage area, and they were also able to usher the buck out of one of the doors. Madison police say the suspect is free and back out in the wild. Wisconsin's move-over law requires drivers to provide a safety zone for law enforcement. Emergency responders and maintenance vehicles stopped alongside the roadway with their emergency lights on. DOT says you can also avoid secondary crashes by being an attentive driver. In 2023, Wisconsin saw 760 secondary crashes, resulting in 3 deaths and more than 380 injuries. Over the past 5 years, 60 emergency responders were struck and injured by a vehicle while working on the side of the road in Wisconsin. As temperatures drop, keep an eye and ear out for signs of a natural gas leak. Those signs could include the smell of rotten eggs, a hissing sound near appliances, or visual cues like blowing dirt, bubbling water, or discolored vegetation. You should also keep exterior vents clear of snow and debris to avoid gas buildup in the home. If you smell gas or notice any of those signs, move to a safe location and call 911. And a strange story out of Green Lake County. The sheriff's office there says they are no longer searching for a missing kayaker. Instead, they believe the man faked his own disappearance and may be living somewhere in Europe. 45-year-old Ryan Borgwart was last seen on August 12th on Big Green Lake. Authorities believe Borgwart had drowned and searched relentlessly for him for 54 days. Last month, investigators learned Borgwart's name had been checked by law enforcement in Canada the day after he disappeared in Wisconsin. And Borgwart had a second passport and had searched online about moving money to foreign banks.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Today, we'll have some breaks of sunshine, and it'll be rather breezy as well. A high of 49, clear and cold tonight, and a low of 27 degrees for Tuesday, mostly sunny and quiet, and a high of 50. Yesterday, it was a little bit on the gloomy side. We did get to 52, and we picked up 45 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation. This morning, we rise and shine. It's been rather windy. East and northeast winds right now between 7 and 10 miles per hour. We have picked up 1/100th of an inch of rain after 45 one-hundredths recorded here yesterday at the studios. And we're back down to our overnight lows so far, which is 46 degrees. A reminder, Richland Center Landfill will be closed today for Veterans Day, and the Brewer Public Library is also closed for Veterans Day.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A win for the Badger men's basketball team yesterday, though the Bucks continue to struggle. Those stories and more after this.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
The Southwest Conference is out with its all-conference volleyball selections this week. Platteville and Richland Center went 8-2 and tied for co-conference championships. Richland Center with two first-teamers, including Soleil Ewing and Carly Meaden. Also a couple of second-teamers, Danica Pauls and Chloe Darling as well. The honorable mention list includes from Richland Center, Lily Tidrick. For River Valley, Ella Myers was named first-team all-conference as well. For the Blackhawks, couple of honorable mentions, Izzy Roth and Bella DeVinny as well. Jackson Berengen of Platteville was named the Player of the Year and the Co-Coaches of the Year. Denise Berengen of Platteville and Jamie Johnson, Richland Center, recognized as Co-Coaches. Jamie Johnson called it a very nice year for the Hornets as they got set for the honors and were very pleased with the way that the voting went for the most part overall.
Yeah, I thought we had some good representation. You know, we were able to get five members. I thought actually Platteville and us could maybe have gotten another player or two. I thought we're very deserving. You know, that's what's always hard. You never know how those things are going to shake out. And so overall, you know, I was pretty pleased, you know, that we were able to get some great recognition. We got two first team, two second team, and an honorable mention, you know, which – Platteville had three first team and two honorable mentions, so I thought we were, as conference champs, we were well represented in that.
Over the weekend at the state volleyball tournament, WIA crowned five champions, D5, Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran, D4, it was Manitowoc Lutheran, Division 3, it was Barron holding off Aquinas, a team that ended the year for Richland Center, 3-1 on Saturday afternoon. Catholic Memorial scored a Division 2 win and a sweep for the championship, and Divine Savior Holy Angels won Division 1, improving to 48-1 with a victory on Saturday night. Eight-player football. The year came to an end for Highland on Friday night. Owen Withy advanced in eight-player football after a 23-21 victory. The state championship for eight-player is this Saturday at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School. Also, football playoffs moving on from the area. Potosi Cassville advanced after a 21-14 win over River Ridge. It was also Belleville edging Lancaster 35-32 and Prairie du Chien 39-0 over Milwaukee Academy of science. Prairie du Chien will meet Stratford at Wisconsin Dells High School in tournament action coming up on Friday night. The Badgers overcame a slow start to whip Appalachian State Sunday 87-56. 8 minutes into the game, Wisconsin was down 17-8. That's when it scored 24 straight points. Stephen Kroll and John Tanya topped the scorebook with 17 points apiece. Max Klesmit added 15. The Badgers played error-free basketball, committing only a half dozen turnovers. They will host Arizona on Friday for the next game. The Golden Eagles host Central Michigan tonight for another non-conference contest in Milwaukee. This will be the third time the basketball programs have met. Last Friday, student-only game was a sellout inside the Al McGuire Center. Tonight's game will be played in the much bigger Fiserv Forum. Marquette coach Shaka Smart's team goes on the road for the first time this season. Friday, they will be at Maryland. Well, a first half showed the Bucks were getting some things done, but another second half collapse resulted in a 113-107 loss to the Celtics. Milwaukee's record falls to 2-8. Despite 43 points and 13 rebounds by Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Bucks were hot from the field while building a 69-58 lead at halftime. The defending NBA champs owned the game after that. The Toronto Raptors play in Milwaukee coming up on Tuesday evening. Jake Bates made a 52-yard field goal as time expired, and the Detroit Lions overcame a career-high 5 interceptions by Jared Goff to rally for a 26-23 win over the Houston Texans yesterday. The Lions improved to 8-1 for the first time since 1954 with their 7th straight victory. Elsewhere yesterday, it was a win for Carolina over the Giants in overtime. Among the highlights, 20-17. The Vikings got by Jacksonville 12-7. And New England beat the Bears 19-3. With an update on sports today, I'm Phil Nee.
100.9 WRCO.
You know, because people are busy nowadays, and it used to be, it was like once a week for 5 weeks or 6 weeks. And then they went to like a couple Saturdays, all-day classes on Saturdays, and they finally decided when COVID hit, that kind of took things away. And so it's all online, but there's breastfeeding classes, there's just newborn education classes for when you get your baby home, and there's Lamaze classes, and they're all online. And we can get you signed up for that. Just call the birth center.
Mm-hmm. That makes it handier, doesn't it?
It does. It's a technology world nowadays.
Yeah, it really is. Did you have something you wanted to add, Elizabeth?
I did, yeah. I thought of one more thing. We have the Mother's Milk Bank Depot.
Yes.
We have a milk donation at our facility, which is super great, super awesome. Those moms who are breastfeeding and may have an extra supply who would like to donate, that milk gets transferred to the NICU for those babies who might need some extra milk. Just speaking from experience, little Joseph here spent some time in the NICU, and I was fortunate to be able to pump for him and provide for him, so it's super special, and a lot of the parents are very grateful for that. So yeah, you can call the birth center and we can give you that information as far as donation, and also just with our mothers who may have lost a child late term who are able to pump, that can be a great way for them to grieve and feel like they're still providing. So I think that is also super special that we offer that at our facility.
That's awesome. And even for a mom who has a baby that's a big eater, it's hard to get ahead sometimes,
right.
Isn't it?
Yes. Yep. And it's just super awesome. We also have donor milk at our facility that, again, if we are needing to supplement babies and our moms are okay with that, we have that as a resource if they would prefer that over formula. Whatever they choose, we're able to support them in multiple different ways with that.
I know that I talked to some of the other departments about, I guess for lack of a better word, like a job shadow. But do you do that from time to time where a student might want to come in and watch and see what you guys do?
We do, yes.
Yeah, if people are looking to shadow, definitely give us a call. I would be more than happy to set that up and, yeah, have them shadow one of the nurses and kind of see how, the day goes hour by hour and that kind of thing, and see if it's something that maybe they would be interested in doing for a career. So.
Wonderful opportunities. You can always use more help, can't you?
Oh, yeah. You sure can.
Kind of going along with that, our moms who are expecting, we are giving birth center tours, so yes, they can tour our labor suites, our C-section suite, and just kind of get familiarized with the unit to kind of help them make them feel a little bit more comfortable for the big day, which I think is super great. And then we hand out some information for them as well.
And we've had moms pass through the community that are pregnant that aren't even from around here. We've had them come from out of the country that aren't around here, and they've given birth. And it's like, when you're going to have a baby, you're going to have a baby. You know what I'm saying? It's like, when you got to go to the bathroom, you got to go to the bathroom.
Right.
So we're there. So we've had people that we've never seen before walk into our birth center, and we help deliver their baby. And, you know, that's a good feeling. And they don't know us from Adam, but when they leave, they feel like their family.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a scary situation.
It is sometimes.
Yeah.
It is sometimes. And we've got several bilingual doctors that can speak. Blown my mind, Dr. Wright is a phenomenal doctor. And we had a gal that spoke French. And I'm like, well, I don't know. She came here. You know, she hasn't had prenatal care for 3 months, but she's pregnant and due like tomorrow. And he said, and I said, but she did bring some records, but they're all in French. And he goes, oh, that's okay, I read French. And I'm like, really? And he goes, yeah, I'm fluent in French. And I'm like, is there anything this man can't do? And he walks in, and she really wanted a woman. And he walks in and starts talking to her in French, and he leaves the room. He goes, I can set her up with one of the women. And she goes, no, I want him. He can explain stuff in French that I will understand. And so, you know, it's just, we put them at ease. We try to make them as comfortable as we can. So, yeah, it's just a great place to work. Everybody works together. The docs work together with us. We're a big family. We are a big family, so.
Have you ever had to deliver a baby outside the hospital, like an emergency situation or not? Anybody?
No, but I've heard Dr. Wright talk somebody over the phone into delivering a baby that they couldn't quite make it in, and he taught him how to deliver, and he goes, I'll be there shortly, and he didn't make it there. The dad delivered the baby, so, yeah.
Sometimes life happens.
Yeah. Right? So,
well, thanks for coming in, you guys. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it's been
really
a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
You bet. Good to have you in here today, and maybe by next year you'll be like one less shift. You'll be down to quarter retired, maybe.
Probably won't be here next year.
Okay.
I'll be alive. Yeah.
Deb Cooperrider, along with Lacey Hodge and Elizabeth Mott, and Joseph Mott is in the studio with us, making his first appearance. Now he's sleeping, right?
He's sleeping now. Yeah.
I have that effect on people. I don't know. This is The Morning Show.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark, what should we do as a family person? What's the proper thing the first 24 hours or so when a loved one dies?
Sure. So we run into this a lot where someone will die and we'll get the call and we'll take care of things on the funeral home end. But then we also notice a lot that people are very stressed out, very understandably at that time. But sometimes what we have to advise is just slow down. You know, if death happens, you know, during one day, we like to tell people, we don't want to see you today. You know, you're going to make bad decisions. You haven't slept. You haven't had time to kind of acknowledge anything has happened. So first thing we usually tell families is just slow down. There's no hurry. You think you have to get everything done right away. And sometimes there are issues that you do have to get done right away. So we're going to move back to, that's the importance of kind of having a pre-plan in place, is alleviates pressure off your family that they can just slow down, be with their family, you know, be aware of what is happening around you. Spend the time with your family, go through some pictures, tell some stories, get something to eat. As odd as that might sound, is a lot of times you're in a hospital or in a nursing home, you're very stressed out, you haven't slept in a while, you know, you don't want to eat, you know, go to sleep, take a nap. You may say, well, I can't sleep. You need to sleep, because if you don't sleep, you're going to make really bad decisions. And that's part of the reason we tell people, don't come in the same day that your loved one dies. Go to bed, get something to eat, but also be around your family. Spend some time with them, but also sometimes maybe just be alone. It's okay. You know, you could have a house full of people and there's it's noisy, it's rambunctious, and that's just not a time that you can handle that. You know kind of what you can handle and what you cannot handle. Do you need to be around people? Do you not? You don't have to get everything done on the first day. You know, there are some decisions that do need to be made in more of a timely fashion, but that's where if there's a pre-plan in place at a funeral home, we can simply pull out a file and say, Mom wanted to do X, Y, and Z. As a funeral home, we just really need somebody to tell us, go ahead and do this. So if the pre-plan's in place, we can just go ahead and do this. You can spend time with your family. A lot of times, we don't even need to see you for a couple of days, so you do have time to kind of come back down a little bit, you know, get in the right state of mind, recenter yourself, understand that this death has happened. A lot of times people like to go 1,000 miles an hour. I got to do this and I got to do this and I got to do this. What we notice is that's just kind of a way to not really focus on the death and the loss and kind of the grieving process that needs to happen by staying busy, by not really focusing on what has actually happened. So importance is slow down. You don't need to do everything right away. Certain things need to happen right away, but they don't have to happen right now. You know, you don't have to take care of everything. Other people say, well, I need to do this and I need to do this. That's what the funeral home's for. That's what we're there to do, is to basically, do you want us to take care of X, Y, Z? Okay, perfect. I don't need to see you till the day of the funeral. You know, we will take care of everything from food to flowers to grave openings to stones to death certificates, Social Security. Everything that needs to happen can all be done, and it can all be done, and you don't necessarily have to worry about it unless you want to kind of look through pictures or things like that. So slow down. If you would like to help out your family down the road, do a pre-plan, get things written down so they don't have to worry about anything outside of what day do you want the service. So we advise people, you know, it's a very stressful time. It does not need to be as stressful as some people make it. Just take your time, slow down, breathe, spend time with your family, and acknowledge the grief and the loss, because if you don't, there's going to be problems right away, you know, within the first couple of days, and there's going to be problems months and years down the road. So just take time to yourself and acknowledge the loss, but just slow down a little bit.
Is that why, Mark, we see a few more pendings now than we used to?
There's a lot of pendings out there because maybe there's travel plans that have to be made. We have to get someone home. You know, there's not as big a rush to get some of these things done, or we have to, maybe it's pending because there wasn't necessarily a plan put in place. So, well, now we need to figure out, you know, is there an insurance policy? Is there a cemetery? Do we have a minister? So some of the pendings are simply because some of these questions weren't taken care of ahead of time of, hey, it's been 3 days and we don't really know because we haven't slept. We're making poor decisions. We're not getting back to the funeral home because we didn't plan ahead of time. We're under a tremendous amount of stress trying to find things. Families don't always agree. You know, a lot of people come in and they'll say, well, my family's different. You know, we don't get along. I can tell you from doing this for 25 years, most families don't really get along. So taking care of it ahead of time, so then you don't have to be in a room, get an argument. So the pending can sometimes come into play of we're slowing down. We just want to acknowledge it. And sometimes it comes into play because we haven't done any work ahead of time. And now there's a lot of questions about there's 4 kids and they think we should go to 3 different cemeteries. okay, well, now we can't really put it out there until we can confirm some of those details. But as a family, you have to agree upon the answer before we can publish things.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit PrattFuneralService.com.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwoodford Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwoodford Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also